Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on Biz Radio and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, May the 23rd. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host, Mr. Marvellous Martin White.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back.
Welcome back. After the news, we've got loads of emails, loads of tweets still coming in, and we've got two fabulous guests still to talk to, so lots of things to cover in the show. I want to tell you about murder.
Ooh.
Murder mystery.
Oh, yes.
A murder mystery dinner. The Curse of Willoughby Diamond, would you believe? Mm-hmm. And the proceeds are going to MNDA charity. MNDA. Put your detective skills to the test at the WBG, that's the Wealden Business Group's murder investigation. It's taking place on Friday, the 30th of June, at the Little Silver Country Hotel. That's in Ashford Road, Tenterton. Guests are invited to dress in a 1920s theme. It's not required, but there is a prize for the best dressed. There's a drink reception, a three-course dinner to die for. Did you get it? Get it? Get it? Murder mystery? Dinner to die for? Raffle prizes.
You managed to finish it before.
Yeah, yeah. Raffle prizes. The murderer is announced and prizes for the women tables. It's only 35 quid a head, and that's for pre-booked tickets only. If you want more information, you can email Petta, at challenge-control.co.uk. And that's all proceeds to the MNDA charity. That's a mental health charity. And it's on Friday the 30th of June. Murder mystery at the Little Silver Hotel.
Can I give a big Business Bunker shout out to Metro Bank, and specifically the guys at the Bexley Heath Metro Bank store? So that's Chris and Rick. And they are holding a networking evening this Thursday in conjunction with a firm of accountants called Blue Rocket, who I see networking quite a bit. And they're going to be talking about HMRC's plans for making tax digital. So it's a nice, informal evening. There'll be food provided, food and drink. There'll be a short presentation on what the future of HMRC's making tax digital plans is. And there'll be an opportunity to obviously network with like-minded individuals as well. Mm-hmm. And Metro were actually at Kent Vision Live the week before last. And they, I think, from my point of view, they've got the award for the most, not necessarily the best, but the most branded merchandise on an exhibition stand at the show. And I'm actually using a packet of their branded tissues today. But I've also got a nice...
That's funny. Banks normally make me cry as well. Yeah.
But I've also got a nice gaudy plastic luggage tag that I won't be using this summer either. But seriously, Thursday evening, Metro Bank, Bexley Heath, great networking evening. 5:30 it starts. Just turn up.
Fantastic. Thank you for that, Martin. It's your last chance to book this. It's the Sevenoaks and District Chamber of Commerce Charity Golf and Spa Day. And it's on June the 8th. We're delighted to announce that we have had tremendous support for our charity golf day, and we're hoping to double our numbers this year. Thank you to members and guests who have placed their bookings so far, helping us to raise funds for our three local charities, which are the Rockdale Housing Association, Wealden Sailability, and West Kent Mind. To enable us to organise tee-off times, please ensure you have secured your booking by Friday the 26th of May. That's this Friday. After Friday, booking for golf will be closed, but you can still book on our relaxation day or on our barbecue only time.
Where is that, Paul? Which club? Which golf course?
I haven't got there yet. Mm-hmm. In fact, it doesn't say.
No.
It's in Sevenoaks somewhere, right. But it doesn't say which golf club it's at. We very much hope you can join us for this fun day and to support our worthwhile local charities. Please don't hesitate to contact us if you require further information. Well, Martin would like to know where it is.
I'm a bit golfed out at the moment, actually. I've got to say, I played last Thursday and got caught in the rain with some of our Business Brunker friends. We had Morpheus Insurance there. We had Kevin Bates from Medic Healthcare.
Right, okay.
And it took us so long to go around that we played the last four holes in torrential rain. But it was great fun. And then on Saturday, I was up near Laura, actually, up near the Mercure Dartford Brands Hatch Hotel and Spa. Did I get it all right?
Yes, that's correct.
At Woodlands Manor, and they were very friendly people. And then the day after that, I was at the London Club, which is literally almost next door to Laura's hotel. So I'm all up for a bit of golf, but maybe not in the next couple of weeks.
Ah. So, all golfed out.
A little bit. But we're winning. We're winning. That's the main thing.
It is. I've had a tweet from Dr. Alison Grimston. And Alison is a medical doctor specialising in health and wellness. And she's creator of the Hormone Success System. And she's based in Sussex. So thank you, Alison, for tweeting in. I think you've read some of these, haven't you? You've read the ones from Catherine at SNS.
Well, we've got a nice one here from McBride's Chartered Accountants, mm-hmm. who on Friday the 12th of May sponsored an awards night for the Kent Law Society. Mm-hmm. And there were a couple of nice awards that were given out on the evening that they'd like me to mention. One went to Junior Lawyer of the Year, a lady called Melanie, and you've done this deliberately, Paul, haven't you? Because you know I like Greek surnames.
Mm-hmm.
Melanie Christadoulou of Firley Page. I think I did quite well there.
Absolutely.
Firley Page based in, well, obviously in Canterbury, but all over Kent. Mm-hmm. And the award for outstanding achievement was given to Blair Gulland of Gulland Solicitors. So, well done, everybody. Sounds like a cracking evening. Staying with the law theme, I was with a really nice gentleman and his wife, a gentleman called Dino Dulab, earlier this morning. And Dino runs a business called the Law Training Centre, based at the Innovation Centre in Canterbury. And he actually helps train a lot of junior lawyers to help them get their professional law qualifications. And they're very much an alternative route to achieving that than the traditional kind of university route, which obviously with tuition fees and then you've got your kind of your articles and everything else after that can be extremely expensive. So they provide a very cost-effective alternative to help young people get professionally qualified in the law. So a shout out for them as well.
Fantastic. I've had a tweet from the lovely Deborah Turner. And Deborah is the FSB Women in Business lead. And she is telling me about the Breakthrough Women in Business lunch, which is happening at the Chilston Park Hotel. That's at Lenham on the outskirts of Maidstone on the 8th of June. And they have three fantastic speakers. They have, I don't know the names of the ladies. I know their organisations. So forgive me for not knowing their names. But the founder of Green and Black's Chocolate.
Mm.
Hey, what's a women in business lunch with a chocolate company? Hey, what's not to like? A lady called Valerie Valiant, who is a property specialist, and a senior partner from Firley Page. So three great speakers at the Breakthrough Women in Business lunch taking place at Chilston Park on the 8th of June. So do check that out.
Evo Girls have got another Maidstone Mastermind group happening on the 25th of May.
Right.
The focus is about putting – the focus is really all about productivity and time management. So there's a lovely lady called Kirsten Gibbs who's going to be giving a talk about putting process at the heart of your business.
Is that Kirsten Gibbs?
It is indeed.
It's her birthday today.
Is it?
Happy birthday, Kirsten.
Happy birthday, Kirsten. And that is happening at the George Inn, Leeds Village in Maidstone. So look out for that. And get yourself along. It's Evo Girls.
Fantastic. I've had a tweet from Danny Tickner at Samsey and Gas, the heating engineers over there in Bexley area, I think they're based. Ask for a big shout out. Right. Making Tax Digital. I'll send you to sleep now. It has been delayed, but it's not dead, unfortunately. Despite the general election, having put the government legislative plans on hold, the Making Tax Digital hasn't gone away. It's more a case of simply delaying the inevitable, according to Crowe, Clark, Whitehill, the National Audit, Tax and Advisory Firm. If the MTD plans have made into legislation, millions of businesses and self-employed people would have been required to file multiple tax returns each year rather than once a year, and they have to do that online or by post. MTD, which was scheduled to be imposed on unincorporated businesses and landlords with a turnover above the VAT threshold in April 2018 and larger businesses from 2019, had come in for strong criticism from businesses and the business representatives. Unless there's a change of government in June, it remains a case of not of when, not if, but when these new digital reporting requirements come into force, Simon Warne, who's a tax partner at Crowes in Kent, added, as every aspect of our world becomes digital and with HMRC needing to speed up their rate of tax collection, what do you mean? They already take my tax in advance. I already have to pay my income tax before I've earned the money. And reduce their number of clerks, businesses will be required to adopt more frequent digital tax returns. So if you want to know more about that, you can follow Crowe, Clark Hill, White, Maidstone and Tunbridge Wells offices, making tax digital.
Do you remember what a lovely time we all had at the Networkers Networking event?
I do indeed.
Inaugural Networkers Networking event. When was that? April, wasn't it?
It was. It was at Eastwell Manor.
At Eastwell Manor. Well, guess what? There's another one. Another one happening, and it's on Thursday, the 6th of July, and wow. It's 9.30 to 3.30, and Laura, close your ears. This one is happening at the stunning location of Brands Hatch Place in Forkham. It's the lovely Amanda Flanders who's behind that, as we know, Business Bunker Extra hostess on a Friday morning, but not this week. Enjoy your holiday, Amanda. Well deserved. There's going to be four great speakers on the day. Mark Lemesma, who we all know and love for his magic, but also his motivational speaking. Mm-hmm. Glenys Chatterley, who is I think she actually runs a networking group in her own right. She's going to be talking about the how to network effectively. Phil Wilson, who's brilliant, and he'll probably bring his...
He's the drummer chap, isn't
he? Exactly. He'll probably bring his percussion set along and get everybody...
Percussion.
Tapping in time with each other. And Sasha Mulligan as well, who's also an educator, author, entrepreneur. So it's going to be a fantastic day. It was last time. Great opportunity to meet and network with businesses that you may not already know. It's a paltry £15 to attend. But there is actually a paltry option as well. So if you want lunch, it's £25.
Fantastic.
So butterfliesbusinessevents.co.uk is the website to book onto that. It's Thursday the 6th of July.
Fantastic. We're going to speak to our next guest now. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show the lovely Laura Nightingale of Mercure Dartford Brands Hatch Hotel. Laura, welcome to the show. Welcome
to
the Business Bunker. It's an absolute pleasure to have you join us. We were talking off air about the name of your hotel, which is kind of a long name to identify where it is and what it is and all the rest of it. How do you like to be known without us messing about with it?
We do use the full name, Mercure Dartford Brands Hatch Hotel and Spa, but we are the hotel that's literally next door to Brands Hatch.
You are right on the circuit, aren't you?
So
right by the main entrance to the circuit. Yeah.
Yeah, so it is easy to find. Mm. So I think it just is to differentiate the hotels there. Mm. But obviously, historically, it was always known as the Thistle Brands Hatch for 20 years. Mm. So for us, it's just really making people aware about the hotel, the new brand. So Mercure is part of Accor Hotels, which is one of the largest hotel chains. But Mercure is a bit different because we like to keep everything local, so using local suppliers where we can. Branding and theming the hotels to the local area. So ours is very much themed to the racetrack. So if you do come in, you will see that we have a racing bar, which has a motorbike in it, and a lot of British racing memorabilia, which Martin actually really enjoyed when he came to have a look at the hotel.
Poor Laura. She volunteered to show me around, and right. I think we got stuck in the bar for half an hour.
That's unlike you, Martin.
Pictures. Well, we weren't drinking, but there were pictures of Mansell and Damon Hill and his father, Graham, and there was a motorbike there, a British superbike there, and just amazing. And I've got really fond memories of... Of going there in the mid-80s. In 1986, I went to a Grand Prix there when I was just a teenager, and it was Mansell and Piquet in the Williams Honda days. You remember the Williams Honda turbo days? And Mansell actually won it, and it was the last time they held the British Grand Prix there, 1986. It was superb. What a great day.
That was an accidental Grand Prix as well. There was an accidental Grand Prix at Brands Hatch.
Was there?
Yeah. One of the circuits in Europe wasn't fit to hold a race, so they held a European Grand Prix at Brands Hatch. I think that was won by Mansell as well. If you'd have waited a year, you would have seen me lift the Formula 3 trophy at Brands Hatch which we did for the first time in 87. Anyway, enough of that. We want to talk about your hotel, not about motor racing. Although it is, as you quite rightly say, Laura, the hotel itself is heavily associated with the circuit because it's right on the front gate of the circuit. So I guess a lot of the people that stay with you are motor racing types as well, or people visiting the circuit for various activities. Let's go back. As you said, it used to be a Thistle Hotel. Mm-hmm. When did it swap? When and how did it swap? Was Thistle acquired by Accor Hotels? How did it work?
No, so last year Thistle actually sold about 21 hotels to the Hotel Collection. So it was also, it has actually been the Hotel Collection, but that wasn't for very long.
Right.
And then last year Mercure bought the hotel in around June, and then they refurbished. They spent £2 million refurbishing the bedrooms. So the hotel didn't actually close. So that was done around 30 bedrooms at a time. There's 121 bedrooms in the hotel. So only in January this year, which is when I started. So it was very nice to come to a new hotel. Everything was done.
Freshly painted. Didn't
have to go through the pain of the refurbishment.
Right.
In January, everything was done. All the bedrooms are completely refurbished. All the bathrooms are refurbished as well. And the lobby area and our main meeting room now is completely done. So we actually had an official launch back in March where we opened up the doors and invited in a lot of corporate clients from the area, a lot of local businesses. So we had 100 people come in that day.
Right.
So it was a really good opportunity for people to come in and see what we can do and what we have to offer. So it was a really successful day, and we showed around a lot of people around the hotel.
Cool.
That carpet, by the way, in the lobby is to die for. It is absolutely gorgeous.
It's still got the checkered one.
It's got a motor racing theme, hasn't it? Mm-hmm. But very, very nice.
Cool. Tell us a little bit about the facilities. You've mentioned a couple of times that it's the hotel and spa.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's a spa.
Yeah.
So tell us kind of what the deal is with the spa. What do you have there? How does it work?
Okay. So the spa was operated separately during the Thistle time. So now it's part of the hotel. It's operated by Mercure. It's an almost standalone. It's not the usual hotel gym in a tiny room. It's a huge facility. It has a huge gym facility with about 25 cardio machines and a whole weight section.
She's lost me now, Martin. I don't know what she's talking about now. Yeah.
They've got a swimming pool as well.
Oh, that's all right.
And a jacuzzi.
We have a new studio with a new brand new spinning bike. So we do night rider spinning. So it's all with the lights down and some funky music playing and Pilates. We have 4 treatment rooms now, so we do spa, and we do have the swimming pool and the jacuzzi and a sauna and a steam room.
That's interesting because I like steam. I quite like saunas, but I really do like steam rooms. And it's not always easy to find steam rooms in some of these things. Some spas push a sauna occasionally when it's working, but very rarely steam rooms. So that's interesting to know.
Yeah, it's in a very extensive facility. We have a lot of spa breaks, so people can book in, they can book their treatment, stay at the hotel, have their lunch. So you often see the ladies with their robes and slippers having their lunch.
Oh, that's worth
afternoon
a visit,
tea.
Isn't it? Yeah. That's always worth a visit, Lynn.
It's quite civilised, actually, and I must say they've even got their own car valeter.
Really?
Based out the back, who cleaned my car for me when I was up there. And then, rather embarrassingly, when I went to pick it up, I couldn't find my money. He said, "Don't worry about it. Pay me next time." How nice is that? I did eventually find it.
Well, he obviously realised with your car that you don't exactly have any money, do you?
Yeah.
He's a man that drives a clapped-out old Lexus. It's at least 40 years old. And we're not even sure how it keeps going. In fact... Sorry to interrupt this, but I have to tell you, we were at the county cricket ground a few weeks ago, and I was on a long working day. I'd been there since 5 in the morning, chairing an event, and I was to deliver an award ceremony in the evening. So I thought, I'll slope off and have a quick kip in my car. Oh, no. He rocks up going, "My car won't start. Can you bump start my car?"
And in the end, it was Amanda Flanders who came to our rescue.
It was.
Because you didn't even know how to connect the lead to your battery. That's how helpful you are.
On my state-of-the-art AMG, it doesn't let you attach it to old bits of wrecked car.
It's AMG. It's a two-litre diesel Mercedes, mate. There's nothing AMG about it.
Apart from the fact that it's an AMG.
Got anyway. An AMG badge with a two-litre diesel engine.
This is a man with a 40-year-old car. Anyway, enough of that nonsense. So it's fairly recent that McCure has taken over the hotel. You've spent a lot of money refurbishing it. You built the spa. Do you offer local membership to the spa, or is it just for guests?
Yeah, so we have around 1,000 members to that gym and spa. So we can do a corporate membership, but also we're doing something that is quite nice that a lot of people will like at the moment, where you can pay as you go. So you can pay £15 and then you can pay £15 a month, and then you can pay £5 to visit when you like. So if you want to have a couple of spa days a month, or you don't want to commit to a £60 gym fee, it's a nice way of having access to it.
Well, I like that, because for me, I don't live anywhere near there. I live up the other end of the county, but I can't find anywhere with a steam room or anything. So for me, that would be perfect, because you could join on that basis and pop along once or twice now and again, you know, make it worthwhile. Mm. I like that. That's a really great idea.
And because of where it's located, just off the M25...
It's easy to get to.
You're always around that area, aren't you, at some point?
So. Yeah. I mean, I still... I try not to go too often for various reasons, but I still do turn up at Brands Hatch occasionally. Mm. I try to avoid it if I can, as I don't want to buy another motor racing team. And that comes increasingly difficult when you get there and you see everybody and they go, "Oh, it's you. Do you want to buy one of these?" And, "Oh, okay, then."
But that's one side of the business. But also, you're obviously a business conference venue as well. So, and I guess July and August, maybe even June, you've got some special deals going on there, have you? Or
we have. So, like I said, we refurbished our main room, which can accommodate up to 350 theatre style. So I believe that's one of the biggest rooms in Kent. But we also have a training floor, which has 15 meeting rooms. So we like to give you a package, a day delegate package that includes everything, so you don't have to worry about paying for lunches or teas and coffees. In July and August, we're doing that for £25 per person. But I'm more than happy to look at anything. I have some requests, like someone wants to do an interview in private and they want a room for a couple of hours. I will help people with any requests like that they have. So we were at the Kent Live show a couple of weeks ago, and we've had a few bookings from that, from people looking for venues where they don't necessarily want to book the whole room for the whole day. So we're very flexible with anything like that.
What does that day delegate price include then? I mean, when you say it's kind of all in, what are we talking about?
So that actually includes your room hire, your projector, your Wi-Fi, which we have super fast Wi-Fi at the hotel. Parking is always free. It will include unlimited tea and coffee and a morning break and an afternoon break and lunch. You can either choose to have that in the meeting room, or you can have that in the restaurant if you would like to change them.
So it includes lunch as well?
Yes, and it also includes for the organiser or the person who books it will get their car cleaned for free.
Wow. So you don't even need any money, Martin.
Yeah.
I love that. And I just want to make a point. I used to stage a lot of corporate events, which we don't do anymore, but I used to do it. And one of the things that drove me nuttiest was hotels' lack of Wi-Fi in this country. Mm. It is appalling in most places, but you got super fast Wi-Fi, so I love you.
We're very lucky. It's very easy to use, and we've had no issues with that at all. That's just part of the refurbishment, and we had that brought in. So. Cool.
The thing that annoys me is all the extras everybody adds on all the time. So if you know it's, you know, say you've got 10 people, it's going to cost you £250. It's, you know, job done, and that's it. You don't have to worry about, oh, how much is it going to cost for afternoon tea, or you know, have I got a factory lunch? I mean, £25 to have a facility like that tied up for a whole day.
I love the flexibility, and that's the thing I like more, because, you know, nothing fits anything these days. You know, you want to tailor things to suit what you want to do, not just buy a package and only use half of it or not have half of what you want. So I love the flexibility of that. You're a 121-bedroom hotel.
Yes.
You've got conference suite, wedding facilities. You're right on the Brands Hatch circuit. You've got a spa. You've got 1,000 members of the spa. Restaurants.
Yes.
What do you got there?
So we've got our restaurant, our in-house restaurant, Genevieve's, which is open for, it's our restaurant that we serve our guests breakfast in, but it's open in the evening with the a la carte menu from 6:30. We've got the Racing Bar, which is open every day from 3 p.m, which is more of an informal pub kind of food that you can use. But also for bigger parties, we've got two private dining rooms that can be used for up to 50 people, but also the for Christmas parties, what we're doing this year, our theme is All That Glitters Is Gold. So we've actually got an early bird offer on at the moment where it's a £42. So it's a joiner party. So if there's 10 of you, but you don't want to go and just be 10, you can join other companies.
Yeah, I get it.
So there could be 250 people. Then we have the dance floor and the DJ. So we've got a really good offer on at the moment. It's £42 per person, and that includes your arrival drink, a three-course dinner, and half a bottle of wine per person. Plus the DJ and the room.
She knows all this stuff without blinking. She's not reading this.
Isn't
I think
it incredible?
She knows all this stuff.
It's actually
fabulous. It's just bang, 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 bang. Yeah. It's like mine like a computer. She's not reading it, folks. Trust me on this. This is all coming straight out of her head. It's brilliant.
Ask her what the time is.
Well, on that note, we are kind of fast running out of time. Laura, thank you so much for telling us about the new Mercure Dartford Brands Hatch Hotel and Spa. It's been a pleasure to hear from you. If people want to find out more about the hotel, the spa, or any of the events that you've got going on, what's the best way to do that?
We have a new Twitter page, so we have a number of competitions on there as well. So we have just given away a one-night stay at the hotel and an afternoon tea. So we've got some really good competitions on there, and it's Mercure DBH for Dartford Brands Hatch.
Ah, that's what it was. Yeah. I kept trying to think, what's the duh? No, it's obvious, it's Dartford. Mercure DBH.
Mercure Dartford Brands Hatch Hotel and Spa.
Yeah, but that's not the Twitter handle. The Twitter handle is Mercure DBH.
Yes.
Fantastic. Great. Laura, thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. Do stay with us for the remaining part of the show.
Thank you.
But for the moment, Laura Nightingale of the Mercure Dartford Brands Hatch Hotel and Spa. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure.
What a mind of information.
Absolutely.
Knowing your product.
Nailed. And I'm going to go and use your steam room. I'm going to get some temporary membership.
Can we have some forewarning, please, so that we're not there on the same day?
Yeah, and I'll leave some money. I'll leave some money with the car valeter for when you pop by next time, just so that he gets paid occasionally. You slave driver. I've had a tweet from Bird.
Oh right. Yeah.
She said, "Sorry, I couldn't come along today. I thought you'd be a bit busy in the studio." Yeah. She said, "Can you ask Martin for his email address, please? Can you sell?" She's got a proposition for you.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you'd let Bird have your email address, please. Okay. Fantastic. Thanks,
Bird.
I've had a tweet from Dandelion Tea. And they're Dandelion Group on the Twitter, Dandelion Teas. We would love a Business Bunker shout-out, please, for Dandelion Teas. Could we get a mention? We're industry brand for hospitality, F&B, what's that, function and banqueting?
Food and beverages.
Oh, is it food and beverages? Not function and banquet?
No.
I don't know. No. F&B, could be both.
Am I right, Laura?
Mm-hmm.
Food and beverage.
Yeah.
And travel. And we're shaking up how you view tea.
Are they good friends with another Business Bunker friend, Tabitha, the marketing assistant? I think they are.
I think you might be thinking of Debonair Tea.
Ah, I've got them muddled up.
Yeah.
Well, while we're on that subject, have we wished Tabitha?
No, we haven't. And the little one, her new arrival.
Congratulations.
Many congratulations to Mr. and Mr. Tabitha.
It was a long time coming, but you got there eventually, I understand.
Yeah, so. She was getting a bit desperate, wasn't she?
And the new baby's already branded up, I noticed, in TMA,
yeah.
The marketing assistant.
Absolutely, yeah.
Promotional merchandise.
Yeah, I think the baby was born with that T-shirt on, to be honest.
I think Metro Bank could learn a thing or two about that from you there.
Well, branding babies. Yes. Yeah, that's extreme, though, isn't it, really?
That's the one thing they didn't brand at Kent Vision Live, I think, yeah.
Absolutely.
Anyway, congratulations, Tabitha.
Yep, and thank you for reminding me. Just to let you know that the up-and-coming Meet Your Prospective MP at Tunbridge Fire Station is now fully booked, so you can't go too late. You missed out.
What's my MP doing in Tunbridge?
He's not in Tunbridge. You haven't got an MP.
Well, I have. But
no, you haven't.
But can I meet him in Thanet?
No, you haven't got an MP.
I haven't got one.
No, there isn't one.
Been thrown out, has he?
Yeah, there aren't any MPs. We're in an election. There aren't any.
Oh, I see. Okay.
They've all lost their jobs and they've all got to stand again. There are no MPs. I'm just checking to make sure. Athelbray Limited. Business Bunker, shout out, please. Places available on our management program starting the 7th of June for new managers. And they also have an absence management course on the 21st of June. If you want to know more about either of those courses, you can email kate@athelbray.co.uk. That's A-T-H-E-L-B-R-A-E, kate@athelbray.co.uk. And the lovely Caroline and Liz, the Organic Sisters, that's not easy to say. Vanilla Web, we've been shortlisted for the Food Awards, and we would love a vote from the listeners, please. And that's Riverford_Kent. And it's goodhousekeeping.co.uk if you would like to vote for Caroline and Liz, the Organic Sisters from Riverford_Kent. It's now an absolute pleasure to welcome our third guest to today's show, Mr. Mark Jessop of Invicta Insurance Services over there in Sevenoaks. Mark, thank you so much for sitting there patiently through all of this nonsense, waiting to get to your part. First and foremost, we have to tell you that Mark has the most fabulous moustache.
Oh, thank you, chaps.
It's a big twirly, Dick Dastardly type moustache.
seem to be all over Twitter.
Yeah.
If I get my camera out.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Mark, we're doing pictures of the moustache, quite right. So, Mark, tell us a little bit about you and a bit about Invicta Insurance Services.
Absolutely. I am here fighting the good fight for the insurance broker.
Right.
Most people say to me, why do I need an insurance broker? I can go online. There's meerkats out there selling me insurance all over the place.
Absolutely.
However, it's not really the case. If you want insurance done properly, then you need to come to an insurance broker. And I'll tell you why. We are an independent general insurance broker. We are completely advisory. Direct insurers and online aggregators are not authorized to give independent advice. So basically, we don't just tick boxes. You can come and see us, sit down with us. We'll talk you through all your needs and requirements. We are fantastic with non-standard issues. So, for example, with personal lines insurance, if your home has subsidence, come and talk to us. If you have flooding issues, come and talk to us. Basically, we are there for all those people that have trouble finding insurance online, basically.
Absolutely.
It should be everybody.
Yeah, but it's not just things that are out of the ordinary, like being in a floodplain or a subsidence area. Just recently, I don't want to bore you with the background to this, but I recently lost my dad, and my mum has gone, all of these insurances are due, I don't know what to do. And I'm going, don't worry, we'll go on the comparison sites and find you cheap ones. And the first thing that struck me, two things that we can address here. The first thing that struck me is the sheer nonsense talk by insurance companies. So we get renewals through from our existing insurance companies that are always £100 more than everyone else. I don't know what all that's about. And they all offer, if you can find it cheaper, we'll match it. And then what I found everyone did, every single insurance company has a slightly different pattern, and then they'll go, well, it's not exactly the same, so we can't match that because it's not exactly the same. What, you mean they use different words? Yeah. So when you actually look at the details of a lot of the online comparators and you fill out the form, half of it doesn't make any sense. As to a layman, to a layperson, I don't even know what I'm buying or why I'm buying it or if I need it or don't need it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, what we offer to do is we get between you and the insurance company. So you come to a broker, that broker, they will deal with the insurance company. They will interpret all that jargon, all that insurance jargon into layman's terms for you. Also as well, and I think you hit a very good point, is the fact that everyone is focusing on price these days.
Yeah.
All about price, almost whether you're covered correctly or not, as long as it's cheap. So it's all about comparing apples for apples. I mean, that's the problem. What happens a lot of the time is that people will come back to you and they'll say, I found it, half the price elsewhere. And you'll look at that cover they've been quoted and you'll realize that it doesn't give them the cover they need.
Yeah, there's no cover. Yeah.
Right. And the problem is a lot of people, will tell small, intentionally or unintentionally, small white lies on their insurance. And the problem with that, of course, is that the only tip I'll give to anybody, really, and especially as this is Business Bunker, I'll say to any business, communication and transparency is the most important thing. Your business description has to be absolutely correct. Because if you're a plumber and you say, I'm a plumber, can I have liability insurance? And then you do a little bit of maintenance work on the side, and that's where you get your claim from, they'll just turn around and say, you never told us you did maintenance work. So basically what we do is we sit down with you, we'll go over everything in detail and make sure you have that correct cover in place.
Paul?
I was just interested to jump in what Paul was saying about how most people are just going to comparison sites. How has that really affected it in the last few years since that's become the thing that most people are familiar with? And how do you make noise against that? To you know, what are your kind of key, I'm interested in the ways that you, useful publicity ways you've done or have found useful.
Absolutely. We created a newsletter, actually. We called it The Great British Broker. Sort of a bit of a play on the, you know, the Great British Breakoff, really. But it's all about that personal service. So it's that personal attentive service. What we're finding, actually, is we're getting quite a lot of young people coming to us now because a lot of people will go on the aggregator sites. A lot of people will go to the direct insurers. They'll get their renewals come in. They'll realize they didn't have the correct cover in place. They realize they didn't answer correct questions correctly. Their excesses were really high. Their renewals have shot up. And they'll come back to us and they'll say, you know what, it's really nice to sit down, because we'll go to those markets for them. I mean, we have 140 different agencies we can go to. So we'll take, you know, your insurance requirements to those markets and we will be able to, you know, get those quality quotes. So they will be competitive, but they will have the correct cover in place. And I think it's that quality over quantity type of thing, whereas people want to know that they are insured correctly. And that's where we, you know, we have our area of speciality. I mean, we're fantastic with, like, classic cars, love classic cars. We're very good with like I say, non-standard home insurance. And we're fantastic with commercial insurance, high net worth customers. They're our little areas of expertise. I mean, we're not fantastic with young drivers. You know, it's not our area of, you know, speciality.
Who is, frankly?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. We hear that a lot.
Anyway. Something that interested me recently with a general insurance company found online on a comparison website that I was looking at, they sent a renewal through and it's appeared to be cheaper than what had been bought before. And I'm looking at it and looking at it and thinking, that's really unusual. They never do that. Mm-hmm. What's going on here? And it took me ages to work out that what they'd sneakily done is it was a home contents building insurance. What they'd done is they'd taken last year's policy, which was an integrated policy, and broke it into three. And it was only a third of the policy. It could have been really easy to renew that, thinking you just renewed what you had last year. But you actually only had a third of the cover that you said. And when I asked them about it, I won't tell you who it was. I'll use an anagram of their name, AA. they said, oh, yeah, well, that's because we source it from different insurance products. And I went, but last year you had it all on one policy document, and now you've sent me two, and presumably there's a third one winging its way to me somewhere. And I didn't like that at all because, you know, they sent that to my 88-year-old mum. She would have just renewed it and just not had any cover at all. Right. So I thought that was outrageous. But again, it's part of this cover problem, isn't it? That and it's not just things like insurance. There's comparison websites for lots of things. Yeah. And the problem is you don't really know what you're buying half the time. And if you're just going to keep doing everything on price, what cover have you got? So the kind of things I want to ask you, if you don't mind.
No, of course.
Yeah. If you don't mind.
Yeah.
And I know that you do lots of different types of insurance. Correct, you know. So could you give us some pointers, Mark, to just some of the main things we ought to be asking a broker when we think about getting different types of insurance?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think one of the most important things is check your excess.
Yeah.
Because a lot of insurance companies, they will say to you, we've managed to find this really cheap rate for you on your car insurance. However, you'll notice suddenly you've got £1,000 excess. So, I mean, what is the point of having £1,000 excess? You're hardly going to use your claim, are you?
Absolutely.
And the most important thing really is just to be very, very detail-orientated. And that's one of the things that people have difficulty doing, is reading all their terms and conditions. I mean, everybody gets their insurance renewal documents in. It's like a massive, great big thing.
Yeah, you lose the will to live.
Exactly. Really, but then what our job is to do that for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We will make sure, we will sit down with you and we'll just, like I say, make sure that you have all the things that you need in place. Mm. And you'll find, you know, if you have liability insurance, you know, check that the people you work for require the amount of liability insurance that you have on your policy. Yeah. So, for example, some people, you know, if you do, if you're a tradesman and you work in certain places like a care home or something like that, you need to have £5 million liability. Mm.
Yeah.
If you just do general maintenance, you only need £1 million liability. Mm. But all of these things will trip you up if you have to come and make a claim. Because at the end of the day, insurance companies don't want to pay out claims. Yeah. So they'll look for a reason not to.
And you're getting increasingly involved with cyber as well now, aren't you? I mean, that's very sort of hot topic at the moment. So there's products out there, presumably, that can help safeguard and mitigate the risk of having a kind of catastrophic failure on that level, I guess.
Absolutely. I mean, as we saw recently with the NHS, it's very, very easy to get attacked, you know, by a cyber. I mean, it's the new technological war at the end of the day. Obviously, we would always say, make sure that you have, you know, all your firewalls in place, have all the correct security, you know, in your system, back up all your data. But as a safety net, there is cyber liability insurance out there, which we are finding more and more people are asking for and that we can actually offer.
So how does that help you get back on your feet, Mark, if you've suffered a cyber attack? What does it actually pay out for example?
Well, basically what it does is business interruption. So obviously it can take days and days to get all your data back up. I spoke to an IT person just recently, and they worked with somebody's files to get them all back up and running.
Right.
And it can actually cost up to £50 per record to get everything up and running again and reinstalled.
So it could cover the time for an expert to come in and basically get all your data downloaded from the backup, reinstalled on machines, all that kind of stuff. Because it is quite often a time cost, isn't it? I mean, I know if HMRC investigate you for tax, for example, you know, you can get insurance through the FSB, for example, as part of your membership, to actually cover the time for your accountant to physically sit down with an HMRC investigator and go through it all.
Well, there's two parts to this, and I think this is what Mark kind of alluded to when he first mentioned this type of insurance. When you go to take the insurance out, the insurance broker is going to go, there's no point in taking this out unless you've got a firewall, unless you've got up-to-date virus software, unless you've got backups. Otherwise, the insurance is pointless because we can't do anything.
Mm. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's a bit like a trapeze artist and a safety net. You know, we are that safety net. So should the worst happen, you know, keeping you protected against the unexpected type of thing, should the worst happen, then we are there to, you know, it's certainly not instead of.
No, exactly, because if you haven't backed up your data, no amount of insurance is going to help you with that.
No.
Yeah. So what you're paying for is the time for some expert people to come in, unravel the problem that's hit you, and recover your data and get you back and working.
And that's where most of us feel lost, isn't it? Because we just don't know what to do. So, you know.
Of course, there's more implications than that. I mean, a lot of the other things that can happen is the fact that, you know, there's legal implications, because if somebody hacks your site and sends things out, you know, from your email addresses, it's either, like, you know, offensive or damaging to other person's businesses, you know, they cover legal costs.
But the other thing you do, which I really like, is, and like Laura, when she was talking about how the Mercure like to get involved with local suppliers and use local suppliers wherever possible, you get very involved with the community as well, and you were on DIY SOS, weren't you? The big build. Was it last year or the year before? Tell us a little bit about that, because that was really, really exciting.
Yeah, it hasn't actually been shown on TV yet. It was the end of last year.
Uh-huh. But, do you know when it's coming on?
To be honest with you, I'm not sure. It's going to be sometime probably before July, I believe.
So it's a Nick Knowles, obviously, big build.
Absolutely.
You can't talk about it, I guess, can you? Because you'd be giving it all away.
I can tell you that the property was in Sheppey.
Right.
And it was a very, very well-deserving family who looked after handicapped children.
Right.
And we heard about the story and we wanted to be involved. None of us can handle a trowel or build a wall. So we thought, well, why don't we just offer them, you know, free, you know, insurance for their new property. And, you know, for the foreseeable future.
Fantastic.
So,
you
know, so we offered that and they were very, very thankful. And it was just good to be a part of that.
Great
stuff. We also work with quite a lot of other charities as well, actually, in the Kent area. I mean, I think the other important thing about being a local business, especially someone like a broker who's providing a service, is that, you know, you work with your community. You become the local broker that people can go and visit and have a cup of tea with, talk about their insurance, but at the same time you sponsor local events. We sponsor the Kenwood Trust. They're a charity based out near Yalding. We're putting on a classic car show for them to help them raise funds. And
you've got your own classic car as well, haven't you?
We do, yeah.
A35 van, is it?
Austin A35 van. You can call him Victor. Victor, the...
I get it.
We drive him around all over the place.
But you didn't come in it today, I noticed. Cause...
No, I thought it might be a little dangerous on the M20.
And he does 45.
He does 45 miles an hour. And I can just squeeze in it. So
we'll keep a lookout for you anyway. It's fantastic, yeah.
We're kind of fast running out of time,
yeah,
Mark.
No, absolutely.
So there's a couple of things I want to ask you about as well.
Right.
As allegedly a business show, one of the things that I'm continually astounded by when I talk to a new startup and even kind of early first couple of year businesses is when they suddenly start telling me, oh, I can't afford insurance at the moment. There are some legal requirements that a business has to have for insurance.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's hit those first, because it never ceases to amaze me how many people don't know this.
Right.
So what's the legal requirements for a business?
The legal requirement is if you have employees, employer's liability insurance.
Yeah.
If you do not have employer's liability insurance and you have employees, you can be fined up to £2,500 per day for not having that in place.
Yeah.
That is actually the only legal requirement for business insurance, although we always recommend that people have public liability.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you are doing anything sort of like blogging or anything like that, then professional indemnity. If you're offering advice or anything like that, professional indemnity will protect you against that. So,
yeah.
But the only legal one is employers.
Liability, And I know it's not a legal requirement, but public liability, you've got to be some kind of stupid if you don't take public liability insurance. Because it's not actually that expensive normally, is it, for a reasonable level of cover?
No, that's right. And really not for the peace of mind that you get from knowing should someone trip over your doorstep.
Exactly.
It's better than the millions of pounds that might be involved with a liability claim.
Absolutely. And just I used to run a software company. And we used to do some stuff with banks. And they insisted on 20 million quid's worth of professional liability insurance because a software bug could wipe them out.
Absolutely.
You know, so...
Not just a software bug. I got wiped out by the flu bug last week.
Did you?
Can't insure against that.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you have insurance? Mark, thank you so much for that. We're kind of running towards the end of the show now. Give us a shout out for... how people can find out more about your services, your website, your Twitter handle, whatever.
Absolutely. Yes, you can find us online with the, it's a rather long one, but it's www.invictorinsuranceservices.co.uk. We are on Twitter with Invictor_insure. Without the E on the end. So trying to squeeze
you run out of characters.
Yeah, exactly.
yeah.
We're also on Facebook as well and LinkedIn. But, feel free to give me a call. I mean, I'll happily talk to people, on a one-to-one basis about their insurance requirements, insurance needs. I mean, I'm just a business development manager, but I have a team of 15 experts behind me actually are the specialists who can recite those policy books.
Fantastic. Mark, thank you so much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. We're fast running out of time. We're going to do the... we're going to do a news update on behalf of the Federation of Small Business. I'm going to run through a whole list of things that are coming up. If you want to book any of these or find out more detail, if you go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk and click on the FSB tab, all the details are there. But Slope Off Friday, Friday the 2nd of June at Policipo at Faversham is one of Jules Serkin and Andrew Knott's epic lunches that normally finish about 2 a.m. There's FSB Connect Women in Business brunch in Dartford on Tuesday the 6th of June. That's at Base Point Dartford, and the guest speaker is Sue Hainsby Carlin. Sue Hainsby of Carlin Lettings. On the 13th of June is the Connect Women in Business brunch at Tunbridge Wells, and that's at the Beacon, which is a very lovely restaurant. On Monday the 19th of June, there's a Dementia Awareness Afternoon and Networking in Hildenborough at the Cafe 1809. Isn't that the cafe that's owned by Dame Kelly Holmes? I think it is.
There's 21st of June in Tenterton, FSB networking, 5:30 in the evening at the Secret Pantry in the High Street. There's the Women in Business Enterprise meeting on the 27th of June, and that's in Fraser's in Ashford. And then on the 29th of June at the 1809 Cafe in Hildenborough, there's a Bank of England roundtable meeting.
Completely off topic, but today's going to be it's definitely turning out to be one of those horrible days that people will remember for all the wrong reasons. I've just had a tweet saying that Sir Roger Moore has also passed away.
Oh, that's sad
news. Today. And
the Saint and James Bond.
Yeah, I remember my wife, my dear wife, telling me a fantastic story. She worked in a news agency in Dover, and he came in one day. I think he must have been waiting for his ferry or something. He popped in to buy a newspaper. And she said, "Oh, Roger Moore, would you like my autograph?"
And did he?
And he said, "Yes, of course, my darling." What a lovely story. So what a dear man, and did a lot of work for charity as well.
Absolutely.
So,
Channel Radio News Update. So sadly, we're running out of time, and that brings us to the end of the news update. It just leaves me to tell you what's coming up on Channel Radio for the rest of the day. At 4 o'clock, oh dear, sorry about that. At 4 o'clock, we have Natalie Benaig with the Kent Creative Live Show, and she has music from a group called Arcelia, and she has local artist Lena Ivanova as her guest. That's the Kent Creative Live Show. I am going to give you a list of all the winners of the Kent Creative Awards at some point, but not today because we've run out of time. So hopefully we'll do that next week. Anyway, so 4 o'clock is Kent Creative Live Show here on Channel Radio. And then at 5 o'clock, we're joined by the man with the stripy socks, Mr. Craig Avery, with 2 hours of celebrity interviews and music. At 7 o'clock, Joey Wheeler is on with the Rockabilly Show. At 9 o'clock, we have I Was Lord Kitchener's Valet, a show that focuses on 1967 for some obscure, bizarre reason. And then, as always on a Tuesday night, we finish off at 10 o'clock with...
It's Club Culture with Boy George. One, two, three,
get down! Cool drum beat at the squidgy bass, I give you Vanilla Ace, and it rhymes. That means I'm right on time. Welcome to Club Culture, where I control my very own dance universe. 1 hour or more of grooving delectables for your disco pleasure. I'm Boy George.
It's 1 hour of delectable, delicious dance music. It's Club Culture with Boy George on Channel Radio.
So as always, we finish off Tuesday night with the wonderful Mr. Boy George with the Club Culture Show. You've been listening to the Business Bunker Show with me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host, Mr. Marvellous Martin White. I'd like to say a massive thank you to our three guests today, Mr. Paul Hurley of Hamface Video, the lovely Laura Nightingale of the Mercure Dartford Brands Hatch Hotel and Spa, and the fabulously mustachioed Mark Jessup of Invicta Insurance Services over there in Sevenoaks. Thank you all so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. We'll all be back with you next week. Let's hope that things improve during the week, and we have some more good news to celebrate when we're back next week. But have a fabulous week, everyone, and we'll be back soon. Mm-hmm. Oh, just to let you know that the Business Bunker Extra is at 11 o'clock this Friday, and Amanda's cleared off on holiday, so I'm presenting it. Sorry about that. So join me 11 o'clock on Friday on this very radio station.
Bye, everyone.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Channel Radio News Update. Ride the wave with glorious Channel Radio.
I'm Abby Smith and stood quite close to Manchester Arena, the scene of yesterday's terror attack.